This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, as we start the Iowa State Fair, we know that Iowa's agriculture industry is on full display, and we talk about the work being done with Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg right after this.
There are so many decisions that go into being a successful soybean farmer. Plant date, row spacing, water management, crop rotation, soil temperature, cover crop, soil pH, nutrients, weather conditions. Whew! At least becoming a farmer member of the Iowa Soybean Association is one straightforward decision in your life. If you market at least 250 bushels of soybeans annually, ISA's farmer membership is available at no additional cost thanks to your soy checkoff investment. Just activate or confirm online and start reaping the benefits. It's a no-brainer. The Iowa Soybean Association proudly celebrates 60 years of moving our industry forward.
As we sit here talking next to the newly crowned Iowa Super Bowl, we realize that agriculture in the state does not just begin and end with the barns at the state fairgrounds, and we recognize the hard work being done by Iowa farmers all year round. Ag Secretary Mike Nagg stopped by our shed this morning to talk about the many ways we celebrate Iowa's farm families for hard work and responsibility. And that responsibility starts with the environment around them. Often those outside of the industry like to loudly point out what farmers could be doing differently. However, at the state fair, we celebrate just as loudly about the work being done to protect the water, air, and soil that our crops need to grow.
That's the beauty of this, right? These farms are all across the state. You've got livestock farms, you've got purely row crop farms, you've got, you know, folks that are focused on using cover crops or no tillers or strip tillers, others that really have had a focus on traditional soil conservation practices like terraces and waterways. I mean, that's the point, right? Mm-hmm. And we look at this as from the standpoint of there's a whole list or menu of practices that can be used. How do we tailor and fit precision conservation right on the farm to address the needs of that particular farm? And so, you know, it's not a one-size-fits-all thing, though I will say that we're really excited about the trajectory that we're on in terms of cover crop adoption, over 4 million acres now, record-setting pace for wetlands and bioreactors and saturated buffers. So there's lots of good things happening, but it's always right to recognize those that have laid the foundation to help us get to where we are today.
And farmers also provide the food we eat and the clothes we wear and so much more. The Choose Iowa program is something we've been following for a few months, and Secretary Nagg talks about its presence at the state fair and how you can vote on the best Choose Iowa fair food this year.
The brand is all about you trying to recognize products that are grown here. And so whether you see that on a product label or whether you see it on a menu, or, you know, that's the concept, is that if you're looking for local, you can go to chooseiowa.com and you can find these farms or these vendors that are doing this. But we all did the same thing at the fair here. There's 20 vendors here that have, we've identified or we've confirmed that they've sourced an ingredient from Iowa, from a Choose Iowa qualified member, and that then they're selling that here. And so what we are having folks do is you can go find those vendors, find that product, and then there's a QR code on their signage on their stand, and you can click on that, and you can vote on your favorite, and then we'll award that, later next week, the favorite Choose Iowa Fair Food.
Of course, all this hard work is not possible without the longevity of Iowa's family farms. Some of those will be celebrated this year at the Century and Heritage Awards.
Every farm that 439 families that we're going to recognize as either a Century or Heritage farm in the historic livestock pavilion next week. And every one of those farms has had to endure something. There's right. been market challenges, weather challenges, pandemics, world wars, all of those things that they've had to figure out ways to get through.
Right.
And it's just a testament to the heritage, that the strength of our agriculture. And it really is my favorite day of the year.
For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.